Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is hip hop Good Day, isn't it?
That is.
When I think of hip hop, I think of Chef Louie.
Me too.
The Angelus, right?
I'm down with that.
He's the one guy. When we think hip hop, we think Chef Louie, who's here for our Friday food festival. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer is good in the food department. She's a very good cook. She knows how to present things. She's an expert hostess. Roberta as well, very good at food presentation.
Roberta made me some fabulous pasta.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I love cooking for people. And
Walked out to her garden and just ripped off some herbs.
Wait a minute. You never cook anything for me. You always want me to take you out to dinner. What is it
exactly
with you?
Exactly. You know, I mean, you know.
What happened to cooking for me?
She didn't feel like going out. She wasn't feeling well, so we were just hanging at her place.
You go to that place across, kind of kitty corner across the street.
Yeah.
There's a good meal there if you want to have it. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chef Louie is here. And let's see how many I can. I'm going to use F's together. It's our fun food Friday festival on fiber.
Woo. Yes.
Fiber beats, for those of you who are home with your children, and they have a problem, or maybe the kids are going off to school, but they come home, they're eating the wrong things, they're constipated. Fiber beats all other remedies for constipated children. Fiber is excellent for, isn't just children, for adults. It may not be something you want to talk about, but there are a lot of people who have problems. They get stopped up.
Little kids, yeah.
Yeah, kids and adults, little, too. I think adults have that problem.
Both my kids were very small.
Yeah.
They had issues.
Yeah. Okay. So then, Louie, in terms of fiber and how you cook it and put it into a normal meal, a normal presentation, but there are sources of fiber that are yummy.
Yes. And it just so happens that I have three of the best fall festival foods.
Okay, wait a minute. It's fiber in the fall festival foods on Friday with fresh... Yeah, okay, you get it. Anyway.
The fantastic fiber.
That's
it.
I
happen to have those.
No, that's what I thought. So we're going to talk today in part about fall food. That's foolish. That's foolish fall food festival time. So you got the great vegetables that now are maturing. You don't have to worry about frost down there. We do up here in the Northeast. We came close to almost having one a couple nights this week. But now it's supposed to be up to 80 degrees the next three or four days here. So that'll keep things growing. But there still are things that we have at this time of year. When you think about autumn, you think about the harvest and things. You know, we've been harvesting since June, for heaven's sakes. But there are things that are pretty much endemic for fall harvesting that make for very interesting food fixings.
Yes. And some of those are the different varieties of squash and gourds, and they drive me crazy. I love them. This is like a sensory overload in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, because in Florida, you know, this is the time of year that they prune all the orange trees.
Mm-hmm.
They got all that orange wood is burning. You smell it, and it just makes you think of a great smoky barbecue.
Yeah.
And you see all of the trucks going out to the farmer's market with all of the spaghetti squash, the acorn squash, pumpkin, all of these things, eggplant. And it's just an overload. I mean, you can just about taste everything that you smell in the air right now, and it just drives me crazy.
All right, so what do we have that you think is most appropriate for our message here?
Well, to step outside the box and look at these. I watch people in the grocery store walk by all of these beautiful gourds, all these beautiful squashes.
See, I don't think there's anything beautiful about gourds. I think they're ugly.
Oh, no, because I see
gorgeous.
Them, I taste them.
Ugly!
Oh,
and on all the interesting, the shapes and the colors and there's so many other gorgeous, Doug.
And you got to remember that a plant... You know, all of these beautiful plants, these food plants, are just like every other species on the planet, every other living species.
The truth in why I feel this way. My father used to have an aunt. Her name was Emily. Aunt Emily had these...
Annie M.
Auntie M had these almost grotesque growths on her face, the poor thing. And they were the bumps. When I look at a gourd and I see those bumps, they remind me of Emily's face.
Isn't that nice?
No.
Just to remember your aunt that way.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Just to remember her.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Louie.
Whatever you say. For the day.
Right. All right. So meanwhile, let's go back to the squash family. This is the time of year. Those of you who love all kinds of squashes, other than the summer squashes, but you've got butternut squash, you've got the consistency of squash takes a long time to develop, and that's why they are harvested in the fall.
And you got to remember, like I said, these are just like any other species on the planet, any other living species. The plant is like a person. The fruit, believe it or not, the way horticulturists look at it, the fruit are the ovaries of the plant. They're on the outside of the plant because inside them is the seeds, and that's how they reproduce. If you don't pick it, the fruit hits the ground, the seeds hit the ground, and they reproduce another plant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really, you know, living food, and it's great. And one of my favorites, okay, spaghetti squash.
Oh, yummy. That is good stuff. Mm. Yeah, spaghetti
now,
squash. Great.
I have got a way of serving this up. Roberta, you are definitely going to go crazy for this.
Oh.
Okay,
take your spaghetti squash.
Everybody ready for notes? If you don't get
this is so easy.
The podcast is available. You can download hour 4 of Good Day on Friday to get this in case you can't remember or you can't write it down.
All right, on my iPhone, I have a notes document.
Neat.
Just for Louie tips. So whenever Louie says, "Are you ready for this?" I open up this little thing.
Yep.
And the last one I had was for the potatoes you gave me.
Did you try it?
They were awesome. Mm. Awesome. Okay, I've got my notes ready.
Okay,
go ahead.
This is a whole new way of looking at Cajun pasta.
Mm.
And I love this. You take a skillet, and you're going to take some chicken, some shrimp, and some andouille sausage, which you should get real easy up by Boston there, Doug, in that area.
Yeah.
And you're going to cut them up in pieces and start saute them nicely. Fry them nice in olive oil with about 2 to 3 tablespoons of Old Bay.
Old Bay? Oh, baby, now you're talking my language.
What's Old Bay?
Oh, the nicest spicy spice.
Really? What do you mean? I'm not a cook like you. I don't know what Old Bay is.
Being from the Mid-Atlantic, expect you not to know what Old Bay
Thank
is.
You.
Now you take the spaghetti squash and boil it down like you're supposed to.
It's a seasoning.
I got it.
And you take your fork and start scraping it. And you get these long tubes of fiber. And it looks just like spaghetti. That's the name spaghetti squash.
Right.
Now you take that spaghetti squash that you had and you throw it in that same frying pan with your chicken, your chicken, your sausage, and your shrimp. Add a little more olive oil to it, some fresh chopped garlic, a little more Old Bay. Get it nice and heated up, braise it up real good. Put that in a serving dish, and you will never believe that's squash. You'll think you're eating Cajun pasta.
So let me get this straight. Let me go back and do this again.
Go ahead.
Get my skillet. Mm-hmm. Fry up some, put some EVOO in, do some chicken and andouille sausage, kind of fry that up. Throw in my spaghetti.
And shrimp. Throw some shrimp in there, too.
Throw some shrimp, okay. Throw my spaghetti squash in.
Yep.
After that's cooked up.
Yep.
After the chicken and the sausage is cooked up. A little bit more EVOO with some garlic and Old Bay.
Yes, sir.
And basically just cook
crazy.
At that point, just cook the spaghetti squash for a few minutes, right?
It's already cooked. Now you just want to you want to caramelize it a little bit, burn it up a tad.
So did I cook the spaghetti squash before?
Oh, yeah. You take your spaghetti squash, you half it, you're putting it in boiling water for about 20 minutes until it's ready to be scraped with your fork.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it look like spaghetti.
That's right. Okay.
Nice. All right. So there you go.
Amazing. Loaded with folic acid. Loaded with, you got omega-3s in there. You got every kind of thing you can ask for. And just a ton of fiber. But it's fiber that, you know, everybody thinks of fiber. They think of eating the cardboard that the fiber candy bars came in.
Yeah.
Not this.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm doing this
tonight.
I'm all over this.
It's the most amazing dish. And you'll love it. You really will. And I've never had a complaint about it. Everybody looks at me and says, wow, this is crazy. Until they try my next squash dish.
All right. So you're going to save that for a minute or a moment or two. A moment later on. More squash ideas. More squash to be cooked. We've got it here. The naked truth about food. Chef Louie DeAngelis, who, trust me, you never want to see naked, is here with his ideas. He's exposing himself, though.
I shower with the lights off.
Right, exactly. What I want to find out is this new Louis. What's this new dish? Louis food.
Oh, Louis burger.
Louis burger, okay.
You're going to go wild for this. Will love it, Doug.
No, I won't, but it'll be good to talk about it. Anyway. Here's the story of a lady, Roberta, who loved life, had incredible self-confidence. Over the years, she'd been losing her hair. One morning, she went to the mirror and saw she only had 3 hairs remaining. Very positively, she said, "I think I will braid my hair today." And so she did. She had a great day. And then she saw that she lost one of her hairs, looked in the mirror, saw only 2 remaining. 2, she said, "I think I'll part my hair down the middle today." And so she did, 1 hair to the left, 1 hair to the right, and off she went to have a great day. And as time passed, she lost the other hair. She looked in the mirror, saw the 1 remaining hair. She said, "Wow, I'm going to make a ponytail, be perfect," and off she went to have a great day. Finally, she lost that last hair. She looked in the mirror. "How wonderful, I'm finally bald. Now I won't have to waste time on my hair anymore. I'll pay attention to my face." And therefore, the lesson from the fountain of youth I have before me, if you're watching the live video streaming at DougStephan.com, you see me holding up my bottle of fountain of youth. And I have demonstrated this. Louis, you could use a little of this on your face. And that's a loving comment. I'm taking off my glasses. I may take off my headset, too, a little bit, so you can watch me do this. This stuff I'm putting on all over my face, side of my face, very good, under my eyes, all around.
So weird.
Where the wrinkles are. Okay. There's no grease. There's no leftover anything except this skin hydration peptide that was created by David Pollack, who's a beauty expert that's created a lot of products for a lot of other companies. And somebody said to him, "You do all this stuff for everybody else. Why don't you do it for yourself?" And I guess the light bulb went on. So now he's got a company called Organic Attitude. Go to their website, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day, and I will see to it that Mr. Pollack sends to you a free bottle. Got that, Roberta? Free.
Free.
We're back to the F's again. Free fountain of youth. The free bottle to introduce you to the fountain of youth. You will love, love, love these products. Organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day, a free bottle. You'll discover why it is now the anti-aging molecule to be desired by others. This is the first of its kind. You can be the first kid on your block to get a free bottle of fountain of youth for your face. It's a serum, and you'll be able to see the wrinkles be reduced. You'll feel the hydration. You'll love it. It's called Fountain of Youth. Go online to organicattitude.com. Enter radio code Good Day for your free bottle.
Hurry into the PetSmart Treat Your Pet sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice Fall Dog Apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus 1 too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Your bets and then you pay the price, the things we do for love.
It would seem an appropriate time for us to do a little celebrating. Today is all about F's, and F being Friday. And this is a song called The Things We Do For Love. Got it? Do a little stretching here. Kevin Godley is one of the singers in the group 10cc. This is a really good pop song. He's 66 today. For those of you who are into numbers and stuff, maybe you remember this guy, maybe you don't. But it gets us a chance to focus on a pretty good pop group. Up next, another pop singer from earlier era.
Green-eyed lady.
Bob Weber, bass player for Sugarloaf. I don't think they had any other. I think this was it, Richie. I think this is a one-hit wonder group.
There was another one, and I cannot remember what it is. Let me go see if I can find it.
Right. While we acknowledge today is Oliver North's birthday.
Hey.
Oliver North today turned 68.
Another criminal we had working here at the Radio America.
Right, exactly.
Network.
Yeah, Radio America is the originating network for the Good Day program.
And other than me,
got lots of criminals and felons.
We replaced Ollie North with G. Gordon Liddy.
Right, exactly. Perfect.
Liddy's name.
Uh-huh. Contraband is the game.
That's right. Both nice guys, though.
Yeah, very good.
Criminals, but both nice guys.
Yeah, very good. Right. You can be a nice criminal.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, so did we find another Sugarloaf or not?
No, I have to go look for it on the Southern.
All right, here's David Hope's birthday, bass player for the group Kansas, and their claim to fame was this song.
They had a bunch of songs.
Yeah, they did. This is the one that really told the story. What a interesting. Listen to the lyrics. You never really actually get into the lyrics of the song. Mr. Hope is 62 today, by the way. When you think Kansas, though, you do think Dust in the Wind.
That and Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah, right. All right, next up is John Cougar Mellencamp.
Just John Mellencamp.
I prefer to use the Cougar. He was John Cougar for a while, and John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp. How does he sing like this and smoke as much as he does?
Sings very well still.
Oh, my God, is he smoking?
He's one of those, like Elton John, Billy Joel type concerts. Every single song you know, every single song you sing along with.
Yeah, but those guys don't smoke like he does.
He smokes like Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah. That's good. All right, so let's see here. He's 60 today, born this day, 1951. Jack and Diane, Cherry Bomb, Get a Leg Up, Hurts So Good, R-O-C-K in the U-S-A. So that's his story. Next up, Tico Torres, drummer for Bon Jovi. This is a pretty good episode of one of the 30 rock shows in which Bon Jovi is playing. Apparently he's friends with either, I'm not sure which one, maybe both of them, friends with Alec Baldwin and or Tina Fey.
You know what it is? John Bon Jovi has somehow become like Donald Trump, Mr. NBC.
Oh, really?
And NBC and John Bon Jovi always do these promotional things together, so he ends up being on some of their properties in one way or another. He's always on the Today Show. He's doing this, whatever.
Michael W. Smith.
Oh, that's not Michael W. Smith, is it?
That is him.
And that's not him either. How about this? I'm looking for
a reason. I don't recognize the song of it, and I don't know who he is, so let's get to somebody we do know. Simon Cowell's birthday is today. Better to play the theme from American Idol. People know that better than the theme from the new show X Factor, which hasn't quite gotten the traction that people thought it might because of his connection. But Toni Braxton, Grammy Award-winning singer for another sad love song, 1993. Unbreak My Heart, 1996. Got a Grammy for Breathe Again in 1994. She's a very accomplished singer. Happy birthday to her. Born in the state, 1967. She's 44. Alison Munn, Caroline, on that 70s show, is 37. And Damian Kulash.
On this day in history, scientists discovered Neptune. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The date was September 23, 1846. That's when historians think the German astronomer Johann Gottfried Galle found it. Scientists thought that it was out there because its neighbor Uranus had a distortion in its orbit. Something had to be causing that, and they theorized another planet was the culprit. Galle wasn't the only one who saw it that fateful night. An astronomy student named Louis d'Arrest did too. And according to the website ThinkQuest, it's a good thing they both took a look when they did. Neptune has an irregular orbit, and if they had delayed a bit longer, it just wouldn't have been there where the experts thought it was. And naturally, being from Germany and France, there was squabbling over the christening rites. Eventually, they settled on Neptune, the Roman god of the underworld. Now, why do I consider Neptune's discovery such a big deal? One of my favorite composers, Gustav Holst, wrote music about it. The composition The Planets premiered in London a few years before Pluto was discovered, so there are only 7 movements. But why 7? He should have written 8. But Holst didn't write any music for our planet, Earth. And I think someone should do that now. And while you're at it, compose some music for Pluto, too. I don't care if the experts say it's not a planet anymore. I like it. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlana.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare their bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Exasperated tone all about. Here we go again.
I was in the middle of a very important post.
Oh, well, don't let us keep you from doing that. Rich McFadden posting from his position as the operator in charge of the equipment in the studio
at
Washington headquarters. Yeah, all right. So what are you doing? What are you posting?
There's a bunch of Steve Jobs pictures and quotes that he may have had over the years going around, and this one caught me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a picture of him, you know, the picture we're all seeing, you know, what is on the Apple site right now.
Yeah.
Right. And along the side of it, in the white space, it says, born out of wedlock, put up for adoption at birth, dropped out of college, then changed the world.
Yeah.
What's
wow.
What's your excuse?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Put that up at DougStephan.com.
Is that powerful?
Very wow. powerful.
What's yep. your excuse?
Yep. Okay, my excuse is I'm today broadcasting from my home studio. We have the audio and video both streaming at DougStephan.com. And I have made it my practice to wear a different shirt every day. So that nobody see the same shirt. So I just was looking at this shirt. You know,
at what color quarter right?
I don't have checklist. I mean, at your age, forget after a couple of months whether you wore this shirt.
A plaid. Well, I kind of know how I organize things. So I have this plaid shirt that I haven't worn. I can't tell you the last time I wore, but maybe this helps. It has a cleaning tag in it, dated April 1996.
Wow. And the great part is it still fits.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, it still fits. And look at it. How does it look? Roberta can't see. Richie, how does it look?
Yeah.
That's 2 months. Oh, no, that's a year before I even started with you.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right, that's not important. What we're talking about with Chef Louis, what Richie just said about Jobs, maybe the most important thing that could be communicated in terms of how you relate to somebody like that. Some people say, oh, my God, I could never do what he does, or some other foolish excuse as to why you don't make the most of yourself and the opportunities that are presented to everybody. Everybody has. It's what you do with them. And a lot of people have things that get in their way, no question about it. But you can fiddle and faddle and fix the things. By the way, if you haven't figured out what the letter of the hour is, it's F. Boys yeah. and girls. But you can. You can make all kinds of excuses. A guy who was an illegitimate child got adopted. He didn't even know who his sister was until, mm-hmm. what, Simpson, the writer, until
right.
a few years ago. So the guy, genius and opportunity coming together. Great stuff. Thank you, Richie, for passing that along. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
From today's show, DougStephan.com features a story. We have lots of stories, and they are cumulative. So you may check back through this week, this month, this year, for some of the things that have not necessarily made the front page, but things that we thought were interesting or important or both. For example, as we talk about food here on Friday with Chef Louis, the story about the food police who in Denmark, other places in Europe, but the latest move is in Denmark, are now adding a fat tax to fattening food. And the reason that we bring it to your attention is because there are some folks here in America who say, oh my God, look at that. That's a way for us to make some money. They don't care whether it works to make you healthier or not. Let's add, and this, by the way, has been proposed before but shot down. Now, because there are such budgetary problems, there are those who are looking at these things and say, okay, let's see what we can do. So here's how it works over there. The fat tax adds 16% to the cost of food cooked in saturated fats. What would those be, Louis? So let's say you got a $6 burger, right? They're going to add 16 cents. So you got a $6.16 tab for a $6 burger. 16 cents is paying the fat tax. Saturated fats are, and this is, if you fry foods or if you, I mean, frying them now means something different than used to. For me, frying meant you put them in a frying pan. Right. The way people talk about fry now, they put them in a fryer later, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, but you don't fry hamburgers in one of those things, do you?
Oh, I've done it plenty of times.
Sure.
Right?
Really?
You can, yeah.
Ew.
Oh, hot dogs, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I was repulsed when somebody put a turkey in one of those fryer laters for Thanksgiving.
Got
frying.
Fryers,
that's
yeah.
an Olympic
yeah.
sport down here in the South. Try and do it without burning yourself or the house down.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so anyway, what do you think of this? This is a formula that takes into account the amount of fat used to produce or what is endemic in a particular food. Think about all the foods that you eat, whether it's Louis or Richie or Roberta, you who are listening to this as you're going about your business today, think of the food. This, if nothing else, gets you to think about what's in the food you're eating, right? It's an educational tool as much as anything else. I don't know that everybody would look at it that way. They see it as a way to glom on some more of your money. I see it as a way to educate yourself. You don't know. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't know that something was fried, but it's the fat. They only will apply this tax to something that is cooked in the bad fats. Cooked in good fats, no tax.
I mean, you know, you're talking 16%. I mean, on a $6 burger, that's almost 16. A dollar.
Yeah. Now, is it 16% or 16 cents? But I guess I said 16%.
Yeah, I think it is 16%. Yeah. You're talking an extra buck on a hamburger. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to have been in a cave the last 50 years to not know what fat is.
But look at the people who are in our country and elsewhere who are... We don't have any more a middle class in terms of any number of things, including those who are heavy and not. We have people who are in great shape physically and look good, and we have people who are fat and obese, and there's nobody left in between anymore.
Yeah, but Doug, if you look at these people that are heavy, if you follow in the grocery store and look, it's not just fat, it's processed foods, because there's yeah. chemicals in them that make you retain.
Right, well, that's, again, it's the type of fat that's what we're talking about. So
yeah.
if you think this is a good idea, you can be sure that a lot of people in Washington will look at this as a way to, what is it, pay down the deficit? No, we got to pay for the jobs bill.
Right. And a way to fatten up the coffers,
that's
so to
it,
speak.
Right. Very good. We're talking fall harvest. We're going to figure out how to serve a Louis burger up next here on Good Day. It's 19 before the hour.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Shern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across five U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The business of food here on Good Day. Roberta and Richie and Jeff. Jeff. Who's Jeff? One of my imaginary friends. You see, every once in a while I go back into my childhood. I had a friend when I was a child named Jeff. And we had a bull. There were two bulls together, Richie and Jeff.
Yeah, tell everybody what you did to poor Richie the bull.
Richie became Richie the steer.
Yeah.
And he mooed a little higher than he had been right. Mooing before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know that we've ever had a bull named Louie. Yeah,
it's a good name.
Yeah, a lot of bull.
Yeah, whole lot of bull. Okay, so fall foods, it's the harvest time. We've talked about some of the veggie recipes. You guys put something, what did you do with that recipe? You put on the iPhone app that you had, Richie, the special thing you're going to cook tonight.
Right? No, I just I took notes for it on my iPhone.
Got it. All right, so now there's a restaurant that Louis helps. One of the things that Louis does as a consulting chef is go around the country and help restaurants fix their menu, fix the kind of work that needs to get done to make restaurants successful. So now he's worked with a restaurant. They've concocted a Louis burger. Pray tell, what is a Louis burger?
Well, I'll tell you what. This one I had you in mind, Doug.
Did you?
Yes. What you do is to start with, I'm gonna keep you in suspense. So you take the hamburger bun, use a ciabatta roll if you can,
right?
And you're gonna toast it, put garlic on it, make a garlic toasted bun. That starts the fun. Yeah. Now for your burger, you're gonna take a nice 2-inch or inch and a half, a nice thick slice of eggplant, and you're gonna take this piece of eggplant, skinned of course, and we're gonna take and just lightly dust it with some flour. Put it in a fry pan with some oil, and you're going to fry this piece up nicely, along with a nice portobello mushroom, nice big cap. We're going to make this hamburger out of eggplant. You're going to put the slice of eggplant, once it's fried up real good, in your burger bun. You're going to take a piece of provolone cheese on top of that. You're going to take a nice slice of fresh tomato, put it on top of that. Up goes the mushroom cap, top of the bun, and you've got a hamburger. When I gave this out to people, they looked and said, holy cats, I can't believe it. I don't miss not having a meat burger. And a lot of them didn't like the idea of the garden burgers, the veggie
burgers.
Nah,
the garden, you know what? Those don't taste good.
They don't.
It's like eating cardboard.
Yeah.
And you can't even put anything on them that gets rid of that taste.
So you're doing
garden burgers, yucky.
Ugh. So here you are taking a big, thick slice of eggplant. And if you want to dress it up a tad while you're frying it in the oil, just give it a couple of squirts of either liquid smoke or Worcestershire sauce. And it
liquid smoke?
Yes.
What the heck is that?
It's just what it sounds like. It's a little bottle, and it's water that's derived from a smokehouse, from oak smoke.
So you put it, you spray it on while you're cooking it? Is that
couple
it?
A little drops.
Jerry, yeah. Use that, Roberta?
Ever no, I haven't. That? I'm not Richie? Really that big a fan of smoke type flavor or barbecue type flavor, so no, I don't use it. But I know what it is. I know what liquid smoke
this
is.
This gives it a. You think you're eating a burger. It's thick. It's got, and it's loaded with fiber. You got a mushroom there that helps balance your system out. You got tomato. You got cheese and a nice garlic bun. And I'll tell you what, that is a burger to me.
The Louie Burger. We ought to put the recipe for doing that. Give it to me. We'll post it at DougStephan.com. Thanks to Chef Louie, as usual, for all his helpful hints. Doug Stephan's Good Day Time is 48 past the hour.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
One of the things, speaking of eyes, that I love to do is check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com. Today, there's an artist creating a painting on her iPod Touch. The art and the technology that allows you to do that, pretty amazing stuff. And who do we have to thank for that? Steve Jobs. So you can check out that video at DougStephan.com. In the Better Living Department, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some tips on how to get the most out of all of the meals, kind of along the lines with Louie, but Phil has a different way of putting things together. Supermarketguru.com has some great help in a generic sense in these areas. But I do want you to look at this video of the day. There's another good one this week. The lady who had lost her voice, never heard her voice, and then got her hearing back.
Yeah, she had no hearing.
No hearing, right.
Heard her voice for the first time in her life. It's an amazing video.
Yep. 29-year-old woman. Check that out as well. Lots of inspiring things we hope to have for you at DougStephan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
More protests across the country, and it did occupy part of the president's news conference. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today will be the 21st day of demonstrations in Lower Manhattan, New York City, an effort called Occupy Wall Street. The numbers have grown to thousands in New York and have now spread to many cities across the country. Yesterday, in Portland, Oregon, this chant was heard.
We are desperate.
We are desperate.
We are angry.
We are angry.
We are worse off than our parents were.
In Sacramento, California, meanwhile, this protester spoke of overwhelming frustration.
People not being heard. If the politicians don't speak for us anymore, our needs are not addressed.
In city after city, you can see and feel that sense of frustration. It's a collective venting of emotion. The goal of all these demonstrations still a bit unclear. In Washington, D.C., a venue that has also seen protests, President Obama held a news conference yesterday, and he did address this movement, saying it's a symbol of widespread anxiety.
The protesters are giving voice to a more broad-based frustration about how our financial system works.
The president spent much of that news conference talking about his jobs bill and why Congress needs to act.
Our economy really needs a jolt right now. This is not a game. This is not the time for the usual political gridlock.
As for the tax increase issue, it's as if President Obama could hear this chant from miles away in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Tax the rich, not the poor.
Tax the rich, not the poor. And the president basically agreed with that sentiment, denying that he is engaging in class warfare.
I see it as a simple choice. We can either keep taxes exactly as they are for millionaires and billionaires, or we can put teachers and construction workers and veterans back on the job.
Regarding the jobs bill, the Senate is expected to consider the legislation next week, but House Republican leaders have indicated they have no plans to put the package up for a vote at all. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You're standing by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Another triple-digit rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 183 points yesterday, closing at 11,123. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices rose $2.91 a barrel, finishing at $82.59. Mortgage rates setting the right kind of record. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac reporting the national average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is below 4%. The 3.94% rate, the lowest level on records that date back to 1949. Sports, we talk baseball, the league divisional series, a pair of decisive game fives tonight as the Diamondbacks visit Milwaukee and the Phillies host the Cardinals, both of those series in the National League. In the American League, the Texas Rangers finished off the Tampa Bay Rays days ago. Last night, game five, Tigers and Yankees in New York. And how did it go?
It's terrible.
Yes, terrible if you're New York Yankees manager Joe Girardi. Anything else, Joe?
It's a really empty feeling.
And that's because the Yankees were beaten at home in game five of that series by the Detroit Tigers 3-2. The Tigers to face the Rangers in the American League Championship Series. And finally, you could say the truth is out there. And it's possible the truth can be found in the skies above Kansas City, Missouri. There have been 84 UFO sightings across the Kansas City area over the past 90 days. Mutual UFO Network's Margie Kay says there have been at least 18 eyewitnesses of UFOs between Kansas City and Lee's Summit this past week. Describe it for us, Margie.
It actually tilted on its side. It was hovering over the Raytown Water Tower, rose up, tilted on its side at a 90-degree angle, and then shot off at what they described as light speed.
I prefer to go with warp speed, but whatever. Kay says the objects have been caught on tape.
We've got video and photos, and we've got more video coming in.
Listen, they can't all be weather balloons. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.